Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me today is Kent Wilson, CEO at Alpine 4 Holdings. Alongside him is Sam Gon, CEO of ElectJet. It's good to see you both. Kent, I'm going to kick it off with you today. You have announced that you've acquired Sam's company, ElectJet. Talk us through how the two of you first came together.
Yeah. Well, Christine, first, thanks again for having us on. It was an interesting journey to get here. When I contacted Sam over the summer early on, we were in discussions to figure out a way to energize and electrify our latest drone under development called US-2, which is the forthcoming next generation of US-1, our battery drone developed by Impossible Aerospace. That drone, US-2, requires an enormous amount of energy for the specifics that we're looking to utilize of that. Specifics given us to by the U.S. Air Force and other, cargo-based applications that we're looking at. So as we got into the genesis of developing out the engines that would go onto that, the power requirements, we realized that lithium alone wasn't going to do that. But as we got into further talks with Sam, we realized that a graphene battery would be pretty transformational for that air platform. And what that really developed was, I think Sam and I have developed a good friendship over the past few months, is we realized that together that we would be able to do a lot more things. And so that's where the talks of an acquisition came on. And we're excited about it. I mean, the practical applications for what we're doing with ElectJet are enormous. And as I alluded to in an earlier interview, it's transformational for this company. We're literally are in the battery manufacturing element. You look at Tesla's Gigafactory, Ford's building a big factory, all the electric vehicles are coming out, but none of them are tackling graphene like we are. I'm actually unaware of many of the major players even dealing with graphene. So as we get into our product offering and are able to offer a power cell to EV manufacturers, ranging all the way down to golf cart manufacturers, a cell that can charge as rapidly as our can, in some cases with five times the charging differential. It's profound, and we think there's a very large market for it in the tunes of billions of dollars that we're going to go after over the next 5 to 10 years. And we could not have done that without integrating ElectJet into our product offering.
So Sam, why don't you tell us more about ElectJet and what is advantageous? Ken kind of alluded to it about graphene composite batteries.
Yeah, so thank you so much for having us, by the way. So we do graphene composite batteries, and just to be clear, what we do is we use graphene to enhance current lithium batteries. And the biggest advantage of that is that we're still building on top of existing battery technology. So when it comes to mass producing, mass production, and all that, applications, it's a very quick turnaround because it's still using very, very similar existing technology, but we're just greatly enhancing it. We're also not, we're using graphene in very, very high quality. Some products might claim they have graphene, but they're kind of sprinkling it in nanoplatelet forms or at a slurry form. We're using graphene in its true form, which is a continuous carbon lattice of carbon atoms in a continuous two-dimensional sheet. So we're using it in larger sheet forms, and that's what gives us amazing properties. What we've done with ElectJet is we're a battery company first and foremost. I know a lot of people know us from some of the power banks that we sell online, and to be honest, that's more of my own passion of getting this amazing technology into consumers' hands. I want to be very clear. We're a battery company first and foremost. Our team is comprised of many ex-CEOs and founders of some of the most advanced battery facilities in the world, and we have an incredible team. And I think I've kind of explained to you earlier. The power banks that we're pushing out. It's super fast charging. It operates cooler. It's got amazing life cycles. These are the three key benefits of graphene composite batteries. our batteries can charge super fast. Our fastest applications can fully charge in 7 minutes, which is wild. But our current power banks are already demonstrating these amazing charge speeds by being three times the capacity of an iPhone 13, but fully charging in 27 minutes.
So Sam, outside of the power packs that you had mentioned there, are there any other products that you're working on that you can share with us?
There's plenty of projects under works. We've had all sorts of amazing companies reach out to us for various types of battery applications, because the truth is, I don't honestly, anything with a battery can dramatically benefit from this technology. We just completed a pilot program for a electric scooter, or more of a electric motorcycle style project. And we developed, we reproduced over 10,000 batteries and deployed over 1,000 chargers in this international project. These battery packs are super fast charging. They will charge from 0 to 100% in 17 minutes. And these are for moped style motorcycles. We've deployed, you know, over 10,000 of these batteries already. It's a great project to demonstrate our mettle in electric vehicle technology. And, you know, shortly in the future, we're hoping to ramp up our electric vehicle battery developments into larger sized vehicles, such as full scale sedan EVs. And hopefully maybe tackle some of the big players like you know, Tesla and Rivian and all that stuff.
And I would also add on that, Christine, that you know, in the charge cycle in this pilot program, we were able to demonstrate, you know, a magnitude of order in efficiency in getting these bikes to their destination and application use. And for us, what that means is it was a successful completion of the program, because even though it was a pilot program and, you know, we were being paid for the research on it, it allows us in the future to really take what we learned there and monetize it. So we're excited about the conclusion of that and, you know, what it means for our future and being able to deploy, you know, on a fairly large scale. I mean, 10,000 batteries and 1,000 chargers in a, you know, a global metropolitan grouping of areas is no small feat. And we were able to successfully do that.
So Kent, why don't you kind of just give us a sense of how the two of you will work together going ahead. How do you plan to bring battery production to the US?
Yeah, and so we alluded to that on our press release, but you know, one of the things that Sam and I have been working on are the three types of cells that are commonly used in EV production, which is the 18650, the 21700, and the 4680. And we've been able to build prototypes of those batteries for the 18650 and the 21700, and we're working on the 4680, utilizing graphene. And so what does that mean? We can go externally around the world to develop that, but you have all kinds of issues with the shipping of batteries. That becomes very expensive. And so we have made the mandate, Sam and I have both agreed, that we want to bring graphene lithium batteries to the United States. We've been in discussion, you know, I'd say substantive talks with the state of Indiana on converting one of our existing facilities to that, you know, battery production. That facility is relatively small for a battery production. It's a great pilot place to build. You know, it's only about 40,000 square feet of production space. We feel that we can, you know, get this thing off the ground and running within the next year and a half to 2 years. And we'll have a pretty robust product offering of the types of batteries that are used most in everyday applications, from EV cars down to power drills, even to developing out an alternative to the battery packs that are running your iPhone and your Samsung phones as well. So we're excited about bringing it here. We think that, you know, over the next month or two, we should have some relative developments on with the state of Indiana. And don't hold me to that. I mean, you're working with a bureaucracy, but the reality is that state is definitely hungry for us to build that factory. And in Indiana. And then we have other states as well that we're talking about for larger production in the future. So
is it too early to ask if you have any offtake partners announced, or you're talking about that already?
We have quite a few offtake partners that we are either bringing in from ElectJet and or are being facilitated, you know, through Alpine's connections. I mean, we're pretty tied in with the EV market with our San Jose Quality Circuit Assembly Company that does circuit boards for a few of them. And we are hoping to bring them to into the fold over the next year or so. So,
all right. Well, congratulations on this new partnership here. Kent, Sam, thanks so much.